Blog Talk Radio.
Dirty Laundry, man. We gon' hear him out, though. Yeah. I got a problem with your haters. This issue is major, like Kool-Aid. Not enough sugar, fucking up the flavor. Got bitches that I made, same bitches that hate me. Baby mama drama escalated, son devastated. Can't trust no niggas, even though they say they cool. They plotting on you from the dome, homie, don't play the fool. Selling dope ain't fun no more, nigga, you need to quit it. Cause once you start getting dope, everybody snitching. I never met a real nigga in my lifetime. A lot of niggas claim to be the devil is a lie. A bitch got a motor behind every move she make. Eve did bite the fruit, she had sex with Satan. That means she knew the serpent, that means she's at his service. That means pussy is power, that pleasure's pushing perfect. You either feel me or you don't, nigga. Jealousy will either kill me or it won't, nigga. I ain't afraid to die, nah. I ain't afraid to fly, nah. I believe in God, but I ain't sanctified. Dirty laundry, air him out, about to carry him out. Like Jesus out of eye with death and I'll stare him down. I truly believe God got a place for me. Made in his image, God threw his face on me. Nigga wanna smile on my face in front of me. Friend of all NBA, nigga pull a gun on me. I never back down, nah. I never run, homie. You either go down tight or dump a slug on me. A bitch ain't shit but a good fucking nut. ADD when it comes to a chick shit. I'm done, you can have it. Now I'm traveling with no baggage. Just stay fucking a bad bitch, beyond average. I know you jealous motherfuckers wanna take me out. Backstabbing bitches always wanna break me down. Baby mama say she got some niggas coming for me. I'm waiting at my front door with the Glock 40. Friend and foe, I don't care, I'ma let it go. Go, friend and foe, you stepping up, nigga, you gotta go. Go.
Hey mama, can you wash my clothes for me? It kinda dirty. Hey, let me ask Burrow. That's alright, that's alright. I ask Burrow. You get the pink and the white. You get your shit be a different color, so you know.
Check it out.
Yeah. Dirty mixtape coming out real soon, guys. Check it out. Coke, the dirty, lonely mixtape, guys. It's hot. Guess what? I'm on that mixtape. You guys already know what it is. Hey, guys, I want to welcome everybody to the DJ Black Caesar and Friends show where it all goes down every week. We always got these great artists, major artists, independent artists. Hey, we got all the producers, we got all the business people, we got everything right here, man. That's where it's at right here. So we got A&R Magazine, A&R Magazine Urban Edition. Stacey Darlene will be up there at 8 o'clock, and maybe Deshaun will be here also, so we'll see. But let me introduce my guest tonight. I got my man on the phone, Mr. Blue. Where you at, Blue? How you doing, baby?
Good. What's up?
Hey, brother, I don't know it, man. Hey, Blue, can you tell everybody who you are and what you got going on right now? Just real quick, real brief, cause it's just an introduction.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I'm Blue from 3 Entertainment, and, you know, I got a few projects that I'm working on right now. We got a couple releases coming up. We got my album, Message, that's going to be coming out. My mixtape, The Resurrection, is actually out there right now. You know, we just launched my website as well, so I'm pretty excited about that. You know, that's where folks can get they can get three free singles on my website.
Cool. Hey, Dad, thanks a lot, man. We're going to get back to you in just a minute. You're going to be talking to me first. Stacey Darlene will be at 8 o'clock. She's going to be talking to my man, No Loot. What's up, baby? How you doing, brother?
I'm in the building. I'm here. You're living it a lot, guy. You know how I go.
Yes, sir. Hey, brother, can you tell the people who you are? What you got going on, man?
Well, my name is Lolo, a.k.a. Mr. Struggles, a.k.a. the Black Superhero, a.k.a. the new Sammy Davis. I'm just trying to work it out right now, putting it all together. You know what I'm saying?
The new superhero.
Yeah, well, I get you, man. You playing all over the place, so you out there.
Yeah, that's how you got to do it. That's how you got to work it. If it ain't going to work there, you got to put it somewhere else and see where it's going to work at. You know what I mean? But,
dude,
we're trying to put it together.
Man.
We're trying to make it happen.
I know that, man. You sound like me, man. You sound like you're ready to go. You're fired up, man. But I'm going to tell you guys how the show works. This is the way the show works. I know you guys have done the show before, so let me tell you what we do in the beginning of the show. Actually, the Block Talk Radio comes on. Then we introduce a song, and then we'll play another song. But I got a song that you did, no, Luke. You did a jingle for us, the DJ Black Season Friends show. Pretty nice,
yeah,
too,
yeah.
Man.
No, thank you.
Yeah, we like the little jingle, man, you get. So I'm going to play that little jingle for everybody so they can check it out. And then we're going to, this is what the show should have started up with, guys. But I didn't want to do that. I want to introduce my man, No Luke. No Luke, can you introduce this jingle you did for us?
I tried to put it together the best way I could. You know what I mean? We only had a little couple of few days to, you know what I mean, to hash it out and everything. So, you know, I hope the people like it. You know what I'm saying? I hope y'all like it.
Cool. Hey, brother, thanks a lot, man. It's all new DJ Black Season Friends jingles, guys. About 1 minute and 6 seconds. Check it out right now.
DBM presents. DJ Black Caesar.
Black Caesar.
It's Frank.
DBM trying to bring it to an end. The mockery, mediocrity, bunch of mess. Never no stress, know they wanna come and test. My FCC, why they messing with we? Wednesday, 7 p.m., Black and the Shreds. Tack a topic to the run, plus they love to have fun. DJ Black D's the leader, star of the show. Make the nation grow like never before. Let's go. Jail with the junkie, got that monkey on his back. Let Monster ball, girl, I love your cooking. Stacey Darlene, straight laced on the case. And the redneck talking to me, what the heck? In retrospect, hail's the hippie, that's my man. It's all part of the plan, dude. Illuminati, sit back, relax. Wanna learn you today. Black Seas and Friends, you're about to begin.
Whoa. Nice. Like that.
Yeah. Dude, that was real nice, man. Real nice.
Yeah,
man.
Oh, my God.
That,
that's nice, bro. I like that.
Yes, sir. Cool. Well, check it out, guys. Check it out. Here's the deal right here. Here we go right here. This is what we're going to do right now. We're gonna, since that jingle is so short, guys, we're going to play another song. See what we can find about another song right quick by Ashton Martin. See what we got with. You know what? We're going to play a song. Bam Valentine. This guy hasn't been on the show yet, but this one is our promote right here. He's one of the guys I work with, so very, very powerful. This guy right here is a pop star. He's doing his thing real nice, doing some shows in Washington. Boom, guys. So be on the lookout for Bam Valentine, everyone.
I'm looking for this feeling I can't explain. It takes over my body, but I maintain. My heart beating so fast. How can I make it last? Yeah. It's something that I can't keep to myself. It's crowded, but I don't see no one else. It's louder than the noise in here. I don't care, I just came here.
Turn the music up and turn down.
Nice, nice, nice. Bam, we run this party, man. That's what's up. That's what's up. You guys like that song, man?
I like it. That joint was awesome. Lord,
yeah,
I know that sounds
cool.
Like they're gonna get the party started.
Yeah, I like that.
We
appreciate that, man.
We appreciate it. We got Stacey Darlene sitting by her computer listening, man. She's listening in. These guys right now. She just got in touch with me and said, "Yes, yes, yes." She liked that jingle by you, brother. She liked that jingle. Oh, Luke. She loved that.
Thank you, man. Thank you very much.
Yes, man. Yeah. Hey, you know what, Stacey Darlene? Listen to both of you gentlemen. If you want to speak to her, you can say hello, Stacey Darlene.
Hello, Stacey Darlene.
Hi, Stacey. What's up, girlfriend? How you doing out there, man? We love you, Stacey. Okay. Enough of that. She said hi, guys. Hi, guys. Well, a bunch of exclamation marks behind it.
Okay.
Hey, Stacey, I'm going to say no Lou for you, baby. I'm going to deal with my man Blue right quick and get him out the way. He got about maybe 45 minutes before we get out of here. So, my guy No Lou will be on. No Lou will be interviewed by Stacey Darlene. Stacey Darlene will be here at 8 o'clock on the dot as always. She's always on time, very prompt young lady, and I just want to give her shouts out to her. But Luke, you sit by a little bit, and we're going to cut your mic off so we don't get all the background noise. And, No, Luke, I'm going to shut you down right now. Okay. Now, it's just me and you, Blue, so tell me something, Blue. Who are you? How'd you get your start in the game?
Yo, that's an interesting story, actually. It was about 10 years ago. I got arrested for something that I didn't do. And I was into some bad shit at the time, or bad stuff at the time, sorry. And, I got arrested for something that I didn't do. I was going up on some charges, and I was in jail, and, I felt like everybody turned their back on me at the time. And I'd always written poetry to kind of, kind of vent about things. And then when I read it back at the time, I was writing about my life. I read it back, and I'm like, yo, this sounds like hip-hop music. So then I started spitting for people in jail, and I was starting to get respect, and people were telling me all kinds of positive feedback. So then I was like, yo, man, I'm going to be a rapper.
Okay, cool. That's what's up, man. So how long you been rapping, brother, if you don't mind?
It's been about 10 years. I took a 4-year break, though, because when the recession hit, I had to move to a different town to make money to support my family. So, 10 years minus a 4-year break. But I've been back into it for about a year and a half now, going solid hardcore.
Cool, man. So when you got in the game, was it easy for you or was it pretty difficult or what?
Well, I by God's graces, I met DJ Chapter and MEJ, and they were able to actually record me, start me recording. We built our first studio, we kind of come out of the basement, right? With a homemade studio and everything like that. So, I couldn't produce or anything. I was trying to make beats, but DJ Chapter came through and he could make beats. So then it was like, all right, let's do this.
Uh-huh.
So I've been fortunate that I'm still riding with my day one homies. So, that part's been pretty good for me. It's a challenge. It's a challenge in Calgary, though, being hip hop. Like the hip hop scene is still pretty much being pioneered because it's a very country scene.
I know it is, brother. I know, man. I know it is because I never done hip hop, man. But I have a record studio, record label also. So I see all the other guys actually doing it. So it looks like it could be a task, a really powerful, hard job. It looks like something difficult. But I know if you got the skills, the wordplay, and all you got to do is get some good beats, if you got the wordplay together, you can be a superstar overnight. So that's why I work with a lot of these guys. I work with a lot of gentlemen out there right now. I work with a lot of girls out there also to help them get on. So right now my base is about maybe five or six artists right now that I help get on. So with that being said, I'm trying to do my work, man. I'm trying to do the homework, trying to get them out there. So hopefully you'll be one of those guys also because we're starting right now with this interview. So you're doing a good thing. So you're doing an interview with DJ Black Shoes and Friends, and all my friends are gone. I got nobody but Stacey. They come in when they feel like it, man. But anyway, we're not going to sweat that. We're going to get into your interview and talk to you a little bit, let the people know who you are. So if you guys got any questions you'd like to ask these guys, you can call in right now at 646-716-5971. I advise you to call in because this is a great show. We got a lot of people in queue right now sitting there down. So you guys need to call in. You guys need to call in. 646-716-5971. Once again, at 646-716-5971. Call in, all right? Hold on. Let me see. Somebody keeps calling me at this number, man. Oh, you know what? I think that's my guy from Africa. I'm so sorry. Hey, brother, if you're calling me from Africa, call me back right now, brother. I'll get you on the phone line. I'll get you locked in with me on my phone so you'll be able to ask questions. That's my guy from Africa, man, I think. I'm not for sure. But anyway, my brother, I got some more questions to ask you. I'm going to be trying to be quick about it, but I want to ask you, like, you know, when you got in the game, was it, like, difficult? Or when you got in the game, did you have a fan base? Did you build a fan base? Or tell me something like, tell me something like something that stands out, man. You know, like, who was your favorite artist? Who was some artists out there that you really dig?
Well, you know, definitely one of the main artists that's an influence for me is Tupac. Growing up, he was an influential artist for me. When I first started, Eminem was like, you know, he was popping big time. So that's that. And, you know, that's
right.
A huge influence as well, too. He's done a lot in the game. And, you know, right now I'd say there's a few artists that I'm really, you know, I really admire right now. John Connor, T.I., Meek Mill, you know, guys like that. You know, they got
to
stick in the heart.
Can you tell me hold on one second. I think this is my guy, Rick. Hold on.
Okay.
Yo, that's my guy, man. I'm so glad he called back. Dude called me up 3 times. I didn't answer the phone. But, hey, I thought about him telling me he was going to call into the show. So he's actually called in the show now all the way from Africa. What's up, my brother?
Yeah, I'm good. Everything is good in Africa. You know, you're walking on a new track with Idris Abdul-Karim. Yeah, and we are trying to do new things, you know.
Wow. Hey, brother, I'm glad you called in. I'm glad you called in tonight, man. I'm so happy to hear from you, my brother, because it's been a long time. I know we chat back and forth on Facebook, but it's good to hear the voice, man.
Yeah, it's been a very long time, you know. It's easy to get on somebody like Idris Abdul-Karim, especially the guy has big friendship with 50 Cent, you know. So,
right.
But you get on somebody closer to 50 Cent, you know, you got to work hard.
I've been working, man. Oh, yeah, I know you have.
Yeah.
So, you know what, just to let you know, man, because you probably don't know it, I have one of your songs on the radio right now. It's on my radio station right now, so just to let you know.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
You're on the radio in the United
That's
States.
That's great.
You're on the radio station in the United States, man. You actually made it.
Wow. That's how far Africa is going now, because we don't want to be there sleeping and waking every day talking about some else people, like, you know, say Africa ain't going nowhere. Today,
right.
We want to be somewhere, you know.
Right,
so
I guess.
So we want to rise up and do something.
Right, I guess.
When you talk about Idris Abdul-Karim, you know, the guy is doing amazing job here in Africa. Even like
right.
The best rapper ever now. After he dropped his Godfather Godson, you know.
Right.
It's like me being by his side, being his boy, you know, Idris Abdul-Karim, BF Crazy, and everything's so crazy right here.
Right. Hey, you know what?
Yeah.
We have a great interview with my man Blue, man. Have you been listening to the show?
Yeah, I've been following the show, but you know, I gotta focus on working also.
Okay, cool. That's what's up. So you've been listening to my man Blue, and we also got No Loot on the phone lines with it. I got him muted out, so he'll be back on shortly with Stacey Darlene. Are you gonna listen to the whole show? Are you gonna be here for the whole show, or you gonna listen to the show, or what?
Hey, if you call me back, I may listen to the whole show, you know.
Okay, cool. That's what's up. So you can get, what you can do is you can hang out whenever you get ready, my brother, because I know you're over in Africa, and I know the rates are killing you right now. So whenever you get ready, hang up.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to hang up with you right now, man, because I don't want to kill your phone lines too much. So thanks for calling in tonight, man. We appreciate you, man. And I'm going to send you the link where you can hear your song on the radio, all right?
Yeah, and don't forget about my single, Omwele, B.I. Omwele, you know. I like that song to be on there anytime, you know. And anytime you have a good thing, you know, like playing out Idris Abukarin's song, you know, he is the big man in Africa right now. And
right.
He's supporting me, you know. Yeah.
Right. Hey, look, man, check it out. I didn't forget about you with Plies also, man. Let me look into that, and I'll get back to you on that, all right?
Okay. Right.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Thanks for calling in, Bree.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's talk to my man Blue Red quick. That was my guy from Africa, man. That guy's been on me for a long time, man. We've been friends for a long, long time, man. Good guy. But anyway, so let me ask you a couple more questions, Breezy. Calling you Breezy. Blue, I'm sorry. That's my guy from Africa. I'm thinking about him. Anyway, let me ask you a couple questions, my brother. Tell me a little bit about your life. When you got started in the game, like, were you young? Did you get started in church, or did you get started? How'd you get started in the music game?
Yeah, like, I got started, like I said, I started writing when I was in jail, but then when I got out, you know, I was able to link up with TJ Chapter and MJ, right?
Okay.
But, you know, for me, we were kicking it for a few years, and then when I left, you know, they didn't stop doing the music. So when I came back, right, I was able to, you know, I got a different job. I was able to move back, and I was able to start doing the music again. And when I came back into it, they already had, like, a label established. You know, they had a fan base going locally, and they had some connections made locally. Yeah, so I was actually able to sign with the label. So that was, you know, that was actually pretty, you know, it was kind of cool to see the transformation over 4 years when I was gone. And then it was like, you know, I jumped back in, and it was like I hadn't missed no time at all, you know. It was just like that. So that was actually really cool for me.
Cool. Hey, man, you know what? That's a good story right there. So when you were in jail, you started out with the rap game, so you were banging on tables and singing in the lunchrooms, huh?
Yeah, pretty much. I just started spitting, like, in the, you know, like in the court vans and in the, you know, in the little courtyard areas when you got your free, your little free time.
I got another question. Were the guys filling you in jail?
Yeah, I was getting a lot of respect. That's actually what started me going, right? Because I was getting a lot of positive feedback. You know, people were like, wow, you're actually pretty good at this, you know. Yeah, so that's what, you know what I mean? If people were like, oh, you're whack, I probably wouldn't have continued. But I got some positive feedback. So that's what sparked it, really.
I got one more question for you. What nationality are you?
I'm Canadian.
Okay, cool. That's what's up. Okay. I got a phone call. Let me see who this phone call is real quick. Somebody has a question. Hey, caller, your mic is on. What's up? Who is this?
This is Deanna from Calgary. I'm calling. I'm a fan of Blue. He's true, man. Like, everything he writes from the heart, his own life, has inspired the people here so much. And me and my crew, we just, you know, we love his shows, his live performance, everything he writes himself. And he's just, you know, he's created such a movement with his beliefs, too. So I just had to call in and show support.
Wow. Thank you, caller. We appreciate you calling in. What's your name, doll?
It's Deanna.
Thank you, Deanna.
Okay. Thank you, Deanna. Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Deanna. We appreciate the phone call. So let's see. Let me take one more caller. We're not going to take any more callers real quick. Hold on. We're going to take one more caller.
We appreciate the phone call. So
turn down your system a little bit because we're getting feedback from you. 603, turn your equipment down a little bit. Okay, 603, what's up, man? Who is this?
Hey, this is Elizabeth. I just wanted to tell Blue that I think you're doing an awesome job. Keep it up, and it's a pleasure working with you.
Thanks, Elizabeth. I appreciate that.
Elizabeth. How you doing?
You are awesome. I'm doing good. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Elizabeth, we were just about to start talking about you. I was about to ask you, hey, man, how is it to be have a representative like Elizabeth, this little bitty girl that's actually representing you? How is it to have her?
Thank
you
so much.
Yo,
man, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. I'm telling you right now,
hey,
she goes hard, and she, you know what I'm saying? She puts work in, for real.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear what you said. What'd you say?
Oh, it's a good thing, for real. She goes hard. She's dedicated, you know, and she does a good job.
Yeah.
She's got integrity, and she's got work ethic. And, you know, she's helped put me on right now, and I appreciate that. Nothing but love and respect for that, for sure.
That's cool.
Well, thank
man.
You
That's
so
cool.
much. Thank you.
That's
I really
cool.
appreciate that. And you know what, though? If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't have been able to have this job. So you just keep up that dope work you're doing, and we'll bring you to the top.
Definitely.
Wow. You know what? Hey, Elizabeth, can you bring me to the top, too? Because I need to get to the top also.
Sure, we'll talk. All right, well, have a great night.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
You're welcome.
Well, you stick around and check the show out. Don't go anywhere. Stick around, all right?
I'm listening. Trust me.
Okay, all right. We're gonna keep your mic on in case you got something else you want to say. Okay, Blue,
okay.
Back to you, Blue. Tell me a little bit about your childhood, Blue. What's up with that? When you were growing up as a child, did your mom and dad, were they there for you, or did they take care of you? Did they nourish you? Did they give you nutrition? Did they give you love? Did they show you love and all that stuff?
Yeah, my mom and dad were good, you know. We've grown up together, both of them. You know, it was a bit of a challenge for me growing up because we were a little poorer than the rest of the people in, you know, in the neighborhood. And like, you know, I grew up in the hood, so, like, to be honest with you, the welfare kids had more than me. Like, my mom used to make my clothes, so, you know, and I'd go to school, and then I was always, like,
smaller and smarter.
Hold on, partner.
Hold on. Did you just say your mom used to make your clothes?
That's right. Yeah, she used to make my clothes when I was a kid.
Look, hold on. I don't know where you're from, man, but if you got somebody getting your clothes made, that's called tailor. You're getting your clothes made. You didn't have it too bad, man. You had it pretty good. You're getting your clothes handmade, man.
No doubt. I appreciate that. You know, that was love. You know what I mean? I love, you know what I mean? My parents, they did what they could. They put together what they could with the resources, what they had. And, you know, there was always food on the table. You know what I mean? There was always, you know, we always had a roof over our heads. And, you know, even if my mom had to make the clothes, we always had clothes on our back, right? So you know, I appreciate that for sure. I got a little bit of flack for it at school, right? And you know, I was actually bullied a lot growing up when I was in elementary and junior high.
Get
school.
Out of here! You gotta be kidding me, man. That's the craziest thing I've heard of. You get your clothes at home by your mom, and kids are bullying you.
That's right. That's what happened for me when I was growing up, but. You know, it helped build my character, you know, it built me into who I am today, right? So, I mean, you take the negatives in life and turn it into a positive, right? And I think that gave me inner strength, you know? And then, you know, things got a little bit different for me in high school. I went through growth spurt. It was different kids, whatnot, stuff like that. You know, I was involved in, like, the football team and stuff like that. So high school was a good experience for me. I thought that, you know, that was good. And then, you know, then the real world came, and and here we are, like, 10, 12 years later.
Right. It's good. I'm glad you're still here, man. I'm glad you're around. I'm glad you got a situation ready, man, because jail, hey, I've been there a couple times. Well, I've been there a lot of times, so I know what you're talking about. It's been more than a couple, more than a lot. I've been there pretty much a lot, like more than 5 times I've been to jail, so I know what you're talking about. I know what you're going through, but I really never stayed there that long, man. I always got out, so it's always something where I can get out within a little less than a month. So basically, a month is as long as I spent in jail. So, you know, I wouldn't know what it would be like to spend 4 years in jail. I wouldn't know what it'd be like to spend more than 2 months in jail, but 4 years is a lot, man. So I'm glad you're out, and we're going to pray for you from here on out, because since I know you now, we're going to pray for you, brother, and hopefully everything will be successful.
I didn't spend 4 years in jail. I was away, like in a different province for four years when the recession was happening. That was to get the money. I've been in it, like I grew up in and out, going in and out of jail and in the juvenile centers and then remand centers and whatnot. You know, a couple months here, a couple months there, whatever. Right. I was kind of in and out of trouble when I was younger. Right. But you know, one of the things I want to do is, you know, people that can relate to my troubles when I was growing up, you know, maybe I can be an inspiration for them and show them, you know, this is, you know, it doesn't matter where you are in life. You can overcome that. You can overcome the adversity and you can succeed. You know what I mean? You don't like these roadblocks that people constantly set up for themselves and they say that they have, like the reality is,
right.
I've got a criminal record. I'm a high school dropout. And I mean, right now I got, you know, with my normal job, I make $100,000 a year, and then I got my music career as well. So, you know, I'm set up for success, and you know what I mean? So those roadblocks, really, you can overcome those things. You don't necessarily need to be doing the illegal activities in the streets to make money either. You know what I mean? You don't need to feel trapped that way. And that's kind of what I want to show the people, you know?
Right. I got you, brother. So, you know, that's good. You changed your, changed it up a lot, man. Now you're living like the Huxtables. You're doing pretty good now. So, hey, you know what? I salute you, brother, for coming out of the situation you were in back in the days. So now you're doing pretty good. You got your music out there. So tell me about your music. You got a song called We Rolling. Tell me about that song.
Oh, We Roll, definitely. You know, that's a single off the album, The Message. The Message is going to be dropping on iTunes in June. We Roll is actually not available on iTunes yet, but it's definitely one of the singles, and it's more along the line of the theme of The Message, right? Because I had a bit of a good mix on the album of like songs that go with the theme of The Message, and then songs that are, you know, good for clubs or good for parties or whatever, you know, good for shows, stuff like that, right? You know, just good party songs and stuff like that. So, but this one more goes along with the theme. You know, this is what I'm trying to do. This is kind of like the movement that I'm creating, right? Because I want to put that positivity out there. I want to give people that inspirational stuff, you know?
Right. Hey, man, I got you on that. So let me ask you another question while we play this song. Who inspires you to do your work? Like, who is that one person that inspires you? I know everybody has one person. So who is the one person that inspires you?
You know what? The person that I would say that inspires me the most right now is Deanna. That's my girl that just called in. You know, she really holds it down for me. She, you know, she sees me for who I am, who I truly am. She sees my soul. You know, she doesn't just see flesh and bones. She sees who I really am and what I want to accomplish. And she sees what can be, you know. And that's the thing. I think that's huge. And she always builds me up. You know, she always makes me feel right about everything I do, and she gives me a lot of support.
Wow. You know what, man? That's probably the most nicest thing I ever heard on this show, man. So, hey, thanks a lot for saying that. You guys heard the first time right here on the DJ Black Caesar Friends show, a guy showing love for his girl. That's what's up. Hey, well, first, now we're going to get to that song by Blue, man. We're going to get to this song called We Rolling. You guys check it out. This is a world premiere. Well, give me a world premiere on that song, Blue.
Yeah, you know, you're listening to the DJ Black Caesar Friends show, and this is We Roll by myself, Blue, from 3 Entertainment.
Yo, there's some important shit right here.
Listen to my feet.
Yeah. I'm gonna make you think for a minute. It's Blue. Yeah. Flipping it up since I could put pen to paper. I've been writing for a while now. My music getting greater. Too much love for what I do. No time for a hater. If you could feel my heart and soul when I do this shit, it's what I want to convey. Looking for a better day when we write for a way to make the world a better place. Yeah, I see that on your face. Now you know that it's real. I'ma tell you how I feel. We shouldn't be promoting all the wrongs. Like glorifying all the drugs selling in the songs. How many squares you got? How many bricks you stack? How many years you get? If you get caught with that, we should think about the kids and the message that we give when we spitting on the shit. Cause every time they see us, man, they looking up. And if all we ever talk about is fucking up, it's like a cycle that'll just keep on coming up. Fucking up. switching up. You ain't an MC if you ain't doing it live. Got my paddles ready, hip-hop get revived. Three entertainment, bring it back to life. We always stay alive, stay alive. That's how we roll, we always own it. That's how we roll, we roll, we roll. Girl, we gotta be the change that we wanna see in the world. Cause nobody else can be responsible for the way the world is except for all the folk. If we wanna solve the problems, gotta look at ourselves. For the way we package music, put it on the shelves. Little Johnny get from it, nobody tells. Then he thinks it's cool to hit the corner for success. But nobody told him they'd go to jail. Now we getting locked up, fucked up, probably getting fucked too. He was somebody's kid, now what you wanna do? When you look in the mirror, tell me what you see. Are you looking at the person that you wanna be? Is that the person you would want your kids to wanna be? If not, then there's something that you gotta be. You ain't an MC if you ain't doing it live. Got my paddles ready, hip-hop get revived. Three entertainment, bring it back to life. We always stay alive, stay alive. That's how we roll, we always on it. That's how we roll. Cycle. I choose not to poison the community my kids are going to be raised in. We have to think about the impact, especially when we're marketing to the youth. Freedom of speech is a powerful thing, and it can be used for good or evil. Listen to Pac a little closer, it ain't just thugging. Listen to John Connor. It's a movement. Either get behind us, or get in the way and get trampled. You ain't an MC if you ain't doing it live. Got my paddles ready, hip-hop get revived. Three entertainment, bring it back to life. We always stay alive, stay alive.
Yo, I ain't trying to say I'm perfect, homie. I make mistakes too, but I learn from them. What you gonna do?
Nice. I like that track, man. That was pretty hot. Trying to see if Stacey Darlene like that track. She's not responding yet. Stacey Darlene, look at your chat room. she's still not saying nothing. Okay, we got some more callers out here. Let's see who these callers are. Let's see. Let's take this caller right here. 267. 267, your phone line is open.
Hello?
267, hello? Your phone line is open.
Hello?
Hello, 267, your phone line is open, 770.
Hey, yeah, what's going on, man? This is me calling and checking in with y'all.
What's up, man? How you doing, brother?
Yeah, I'm good.
I'm chilling, man. Calling y'all from out in Arlington, Texas, man. Just, you know, calling to show some support. My girl, Elizabeth, she had me call in and check in with y'all, man.
Oh, okay, cool. So you call in on Blue's behalf.
Yeah.
Hello?
No,
hello,
I appreciate
Breezy.
That. Thank
I hear you,
brother.
I hear you, Breezy. Can you give us a little second? Hold on 1 second, my brother. Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Now, what's your name, sir?
My name is Reese, man. I'm the owner of We Grind Hard magazine out here in Texas, and I was just calling in. We be showing love to local artists and all independent artists. I'm just trying
That's
to get in tune with what y'all doing.
That's what's up, brother. Check it out, brother. How about calling me a little later on? I'll give you my number right now. I'll set you up for an interview since you got your own magazine. We have magazines also, so we can collab and see what we can do together. Do you have a pen or a pen or pencil?
Give me 1 second.
Yes, sir. Okay, guys, check it out. Whenever you call into a show, always have your pen and pad on hand. You never know what's going to happen, what kind of number you're going to need. You never know what's going to go on the DJ Black Through the Fridge show. So I'm just joking. Hey, brother, you got your pen?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, write down DJ Black Caesar, DJ Black, one word.
Uh-huh.
Caesar, one word, C-E-Z-A. And the telephone number is
662-995-0679.
Once again, that number is 662-995-0679. And I do appreciate you giving me a call. Maybe give me a call tomorrow if you don't mind.
Okay. What time around?
Anytime, man. I'm a businessman. I get up at 6:30, take a shower, and I'll be ready by 7 o'clock. You dig?
You sound like me, bro. Already.
I already know that. I already know. A real businessman get up early. They gotta get the crack done because they might need something if they don't get up early enough. That's the way
definitely. Yo, thanks for showing your support, Reese. I appreciate that. And, you know, I seen you got my homeboy on the cover a couple issues ago, Cash Bradshaw. That was a good look.
Yeah, that was the last issue. Yeah, man, you know, we just reaching out to everybody. We all the way out in Canada from Texas.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt he's in Calgary right now. He's in my town, right? So, you know, he's actually involved in a lot of different things, what we've been doing as well, too. So, you know, I got to shout out for Cash for sure.
Cool. That's what that is, man. Make sure y'all get up with me, like, on Facebook or on Elizabeth. Man. I got some stuff on the book. Stuff going on with the magazine coming up. You revamped the website. You redoing the templates. The same about to do it even bigger.
Nice. I like that.
Cool, brother. We appreciate you calling into the show tonight. Elizabeth, we thank you for that phone call, Elizabeth. You know, you
you're
already
welcome.
Know what it is, Elizabeth. You already know what it is. My brother, we appreciate you, man.
Hey, brother,
before you go, why don't you give your information again? Give the name of your magazine. Go ahead and promote yourself. This is free promotion.
Actually, I already gave it to you guys.
Okay, We Grind Hard magazine. It's an urban and independent magazine, artists, models, photographers, DJs, promoters, anything that got to do with music or the music business, you know, that's what we do in the magazine. You can check us out on Facebook at Facebook.com/ We Grind Hard Mag. We check out the website, WGHmagazine.com. And y'all can get in touch with me directly at 267-770-5858.
Can I get that number again real quick?
It's 267-770-5858. Yes, sir.
And what is your name again, sir?
Reese.
Thank you, Mr. Reese. We appreciate you, man. Magazine. Okay,
yeah,
brother.
Yeah, man, I'm going to let y'all call in on the regular, man, and mess with y'all.
Yes, sir.
What y'all doing.
Yes, sir. When you call in, you get free promotions right there. That's how we do it right here. Everybody gets free promotions right now. You can call me at 646-716-5971 and promote yourself, promote your project, promote whatever albums you got working on, whatever mixtape you're working on. Promote your girlfriend. I don't care. Promote your kids. We don't care about that either. Promote yourself, guys. Free promotions of the DJ Black Caesar Fridge Show. We have a lot of people tuning into this show, guys. Sometimes it could be like up to 100,000. Sometimes it'll be like 50,000. But anyway, you never know until the end of the day, man. When we do the tallies, we tally it all up. Hey, man, you know what? Sometimes a good show and sometimes a great show. So you guys stay tuned to the DJ Black Caesar Fridge Show. We got this new jingle by my man No Luke. I'll play it again for you guys in a minute. But we also got another song by my man Blue called Like It Loud. What's Like It Loud about, Blue?
Yeah, you know, that's that's that music that's like, you know, if you like to, if you like to play your music loud, you know, and people, you know, what inspired me with it is people got annoyed at my loud music, so, you know, that's what inspired me to write this song. So that's kind of like, you know, it's how I feel about my music. I like to hear it loud. I like to turn it up all the way everywhere I go, you know?
Hey, now look, let me ask you a question. Do I need to turn this song down? Because I got it pretty loud right now. So I need to turn it down?
No. You should turn it up.
Okay, guys, you heard it. Blue right here on the show, the DJ Black Sheep and Friends show. Blue said he like it loud. Let's see what like it loud's about, guys.
Turn it up, don't turn it down, cause I like my music loud. Turn the volume up when your boy's in the deck. 3EF production, so you know we get respect. So turn the volume up when your boy's in the deck. I like my music loud, yeah, I like my music loud. Turn it up, don't turn it down, cause I like my music loud.
I like my music loud, yeah, I like my music loud.
All my friends is spitters, no quitters, just winners. We say we fly cause it fit us. For a minute, then we ill, so they spin it. And the reason that we winning, cause we ain't never quit it. Turn speakers up, blues on the floor. Who got the dough? Who rocked the show? We hot now, you was hot before. I can spit it quick and talk it slow. Kill this beat, you can chop it, bro. You squit, chop it, fuck it up. We tweak the sound, we touch it up. Tweak what's now, so suck it up. Bust it up, keep puffin', bro. No secret, I'm an addict to this music, it's my habit. Yeah, we got it, you can have it. And it's dope, so you can bag it. The fuck you think we here for?
Here for.
It's dope, I'm getting earful.
Earful.
Big rappers getting fearful.
Fearful.
When it came in, it's our year, bro.
Yeah, bro.
I like my music loud, yeah, I like
music loud.
Turn it up, don't turn it down, cause I like my music loud. Turn the volume up when your boy's in the deck.
Jay like the shit loud. Any day like I'm the crack, I'm pin back, I'm slamming it down. I'm the dead, I'm hamming this tan. I'm just dead like handing this out. I hate this, I'm stepping inside. Now give that respect for that sound. Some kids that weed up. 3E on the beat and we keeping it heater. They all wanna feed us, ain't no one can beat us. They follow the leader. The voice in the speakers, we keep it on peak. It's now with my feature. But I'm turning the heat up and keeping it real. People, that volume increasing. Put them hands in the sky now. Now hold them up high. Now you all got the vibe now, and that's exactly why. Put them hands in the sky now hold them up high. Now you all got the vibe now, that's exactly why.
I like my music loud, yeah, I like
music loud.
Turn it up, don't turn it down, cause I like my music loud. Turn the volume up when your boy's in the deck. 3EF production, so you know we get respect. So turn the volume up when your boy's in the deck.
Come
on, bruise on, low riding, ooh.
man, you know what you remind me of? You remind me of some wild rock star. That's who you remind me of, brother. Hey, anyway, check it out, man. We got some people on the phone, man. Let's take a couple more of these callers and see what they got going on in their heads. Let's see 857-587-587. Your mic is on. You can speak to my man Blue. What's up?
Hey, what's good?
Hey, what's good with you? What's up?
This is your boy Nico from Scotia, just chilling out in Calgary.
Cool. So what you think about that song by my man Blue?
What do I think about that song? I think that fucking song is dope. That's all I got to say. That song is hot.
Okay, guys.
I'm just calling him, just showing love.
Thanks a lot, brother. We appreciate it, man. That's what's up. The man said he liked the song. He thinks it's dope. Okay,
guys.
Let's take. Let's
take.
Thanks a lot for calling in, brother. We appreciate.
Yeah,
just
sure.
No, thanks, homie. For real.
Okay. We're gonna take one more caller, guys. Hold on 1 second. We're gonna take one more caller. 585-518. I need you to turn on your computer a little bit. 518 going twice. Okay, don't worry about it. Let's just cut you back off because you got feedback going on anyway. Okay, guys, we're not going to take no more callers right now. We're going to let Blue give his social networks right quick. So, Blue, give all your social networks out, brother. From Facebook to Twitter to LinkedIn to YouTube, SoundCloud, Reverb Nation, Ping, you get whatever you got going on. Give it all to them.
Definitely. Well, you know, the most important one that I really want to push right now, because I want to give all the listeners some free music that's actually uniquely available at my website. That's officialblue.ca. You're going to get 3 songs that are only available there. They're not available anywhere else. That's officialblue.ca. If you want to see the video for Like It Loud, if you just Google Blue Like It Loud, you'll see the video there. And then that's actually going to be on the label channel, the original 3E. So you can, you can get up on the other artists at 3 Entertainment. You can follow me on Facebook at Blue3ENT. You can follow me on Twitter at Blue3ENT. MySpace as well, Blue3ENT. And Reverb Nation, Blue3ENT. That's actually, Blue3ENT is my call sign. That's what I use for all my different social networks. But most important, go to the website. That's official.
I agree. Those songs are dope.
Nice. Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. Yeah, they don't want to miss those for sure.
Yeah, and that's the only place they're available is at officialblue.ca.
Cool. I got you, man. That's what's up. Let me see. Breezy is talking about... I like this, I like the show, blah, 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 blah. Okay, thank you, Breezy. We appreciate you too, brother. All the way from Africa calling in, man. Breezy, what's up? Hey, guys, let's see, what is Elizabeth saying? Okay.
What?
Thank you, Elizabeth. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
You know what I'm talking about. I appreciate it.
Yes, I do.
Blue, back to you, my brother. Back to you, man. The show is all about you right now. Now, I got another question for you, man. So what piece of advice would you give the upcoming artists out there right now in the game? Would you say, hey, yeah, it's a go for it? Or would you say, no, that's not for everybody? Or would you say, hey, you know what, go for it, do what you got to do? What's up? What would you say?
Well, you know, I want to encourage anybody that wants to get involved in music, you know what I'm saying? Whether, no matter what level you want to get involved at, whether you want to do it as a career or as a hobby, you know, just something that makes you feel good, something you like to do, definitely get involved in music. You know, it's a positive thing. It's, you know, and you never know how you're going to affect somebody else's life with it as well, too, right? You know, if you can make some music, then sometimes you can reach out and help people through some things they're going through. So, you know, I definitely encourage people to get involved with music, definitely.
Cool. That's what's up, man. So, hey, you know what, brother? You did a wonderful job here tonight, man. We had a wonderful time with you, brother. So I'm just tickled pink right now. If you can see me, I'll be pink on the inside. So, hey, I got to say something to you, man. I want to give you a salute. I want to shake your hand over the phone, a virtual shake right now. I'm shaking your hand right now. I'm going up and down with your hand. So I'm virtually shaking. And the reason why I'm doing that is because you seem like a great young man. You seem like you know everything you want to do in life. You got your team together, and you're playing big ball, man. Keep playing big ball, and you're going to strike a home run eventually. You're going to be very successful in your career. Check this out. I got a lot going on. I got a lot going on. And I want to offer you some of my services also. So you go through Elizabeth and get back to me, you and Elizabeth, and let me know what I can do for you, and I will try to help you out. We also have a magazine that we will put you in for free. Let me talk to Stacey Darlene, the chief editor, about that, and I'll get back to you and let you know what the deal is. So you might be getting you a magazine interview also on us.
Oh, man, I appreciate that.
That's
Thank
awesome.
You so much. That's real. That's respect. I appreciate that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, you're a very respectful young man, and we like to show love to all the people we deal with from this show. Also, guess what, guys? I got something for all the people in the background, all the people sitting in the back area back there that can't hear what I'm saying. Check this out. I got something that you want to hear. Check it out. Oops, I'm sorry. You don't want to hear that, do you? I'm sorry. Hold on. This is what I meant to play.
Here, Sagano.
I know you're gonna dig this.
Okay, I'll reload it.
Hola! You hard got to stop do what you hard doing.
Come on. Somebody can tell me the tone is
down. You understand, cause so what?
The orphan, I stand in zone, I'm on the zone more often. Mom said I had potential for she laid in a coffin. Told me to watch them snakes and let them hate on ya. Focus and strategize, let them scrape for your leftovers. I made a couple soldiers and they morphed into roaches. Had a hutch, then let it slip from under my noses. Not driven by emotion, my revenge is ferocious. With a wise man, I move in silence. They strategize my progress, my success gets a boost. I amplify to ratify, like hip-hop to occupy. Like that Marvin guy, keep the audience satisfied. Till the media get greedy and try to crucify my rise. I call my brother king, but we're equal in highness. Flattery is off, bitch key, it won't graze my slightness. Hit the brakes, I don't trust, not even the Midas touch. They put the blame, but it's they lost. They should've never crossed the ball.
Act like you know, your career is ending now. Act like you know, shoddy to your body, body on the dance floor. Act like you know, act like you know. New Philly's here now. Act like you know, your career is ending now. Act like you know, shoddy to your body, body on the dance floor. Act like you know, act like you know.
Billionaire restraining, stacking my giant greens. I used to get blurred with perp just to visualize the dreams. The Joseph Murphy taught me how to utilize my conscience. More aware, I'm determined to turn up on my progress. Lots to be grateful for, opportunities I'm doing me. Cracking the code to vanquish all my demons. No more excuses, finding reasons to their treason. No more luck to give if they trip on the meanest. No fucks to give, like they fresh out of luck. Cut off them squares, get my circle a nip tuck. One man army, I never worry like Snoop Dogg. Scared to lose the spotlight, they backstabbing me hard. Scrooges for couple footages, not real off camera. Stupid is what stupid is, those dude only impressing kids. Not too convincing, they got taken off the grid. May the good Lord forgive me for the raw shit that I did.
Now act like you know, your career is ending now. Act like you know, shoddy to your body, body on the dance floor. Act like you know, act like you know. New Philly's here now. Act like you know, your career is ending now. Act like you know, shoddy to your body, body on the dance floor. Act like you know. Act like you know.
They pray and pray for my downfall. Try to dirty up my shine cause my rise is tall. Haitian Ron Smith when I spit like prison riots. Causing enough writer's block, I call it lyrical diet. Remain quiet and calm in front of a dawn. I'm the most effective like a fragmentation bomb. Yeah, ring the alarm, lyrical silver storm. Bust I can in first, second and third barn. an orphan scorned. Beware, fair warden, getting it made without Montreal's hip-hop awards. And shit got past boring, showing pricks no regards for. My word is my sword, the instrumental, the butcher board. Go ahead, keep me off your shows, don't give me no radio play. Among the ones you brown nose, none of them is really paid. The bridge is over like Chris from BDP, exposing you posers for the pussies you really be.
Act like you know, your career is ending now. Act like you know, shouting to your body, body on the dance floor. Act like you know, act like you know. New Philly's here now. Act like you know, your career is ending now. Act like you know, shouting to your body, body on the dance floor. Act like you know, act like you know. New Philly's here now. Act like you know. Your career is ending now, act like you know. Shotty to your body, body on the dance floor. Act like you know, act like you know.
Act like you know. Act like you know. Body on the dance floor. Act like you know. Act like you know. It's your boy Skip. And I'm with my man DJ Black Caesar, a.k.a. the Landlord of the South, the hottest DJ in the South, and Vianna, the Queen of Hip Hop, CaesarRadio.com.
DJ Black Caesar and Friend Show with Willie the Redneck.
Yo, guys. We're back right now with DJ Black Caesar. Stacey Darlene will be on in just about a couple of minutes, man. She's still got, well, she's late. She's on a phone call with somebody very important. She'll be off that phone call as soon as she gets done. So that's when she'll be here. Hey, guys, check it out. We got some more info for you guys. I cannot get this guy off the phone. Stacey Darlene says she cannot get this guy off the phone. She's trying to get this gentleman off the phone, and he won't hang up. I'm sorry, Stacey. You don't be here soon. Don't worry about it, all right? Okay, guys, let's try to find out. Can you give your social networks one more time, like your Twitter and your Facebook, please, and give your website again, Blue?
Yeah, definitely. The website is officialblue.ca. That's officialblue.ca. That's where folks can get 3 free singles, unreleased anywhere else, only available there. You can follow me on Facebook at facebook.com/blue3ent. You can follow me on Twitter at Blue3ENT. You can follow me on MySpace at Blue3ENT. You can get up on my Reverb Nation at Blue3ENT. But definitely go to the website at officialblue.ca. Make sure it's .ca, though.
Cool, man. We appreciate that info. One more time, brother, we appreciate all that, man. You're giving out some good info, man. Hey, guy, I got a question for you right quick before you get off the show. Did you have a good time on the show right here?
Yeah, definitely. It was a good show.
I
appreciate the opportunity. That was awesome.
Yeah. That's what I like to hear. I like to hear that, man. That's what's up. We had a good time on the show, man. Blue, everybody had a good time. Okay, we all had a good time, man. I swear it was wonderful, man. Blue, you're one of a kind, man. So hopefully we'll have you back on the show again. Next time you have to pay $5, though. But no, I'm just joking. Hopefully we'll have you on the show again, and we'll talk again, my brother. You're absolutely incredible, brother. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep making moves and keep doing what you got to do, baby, to make it to the top.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that. Yeah, we'll stay in touch for sure. I'm more than happy to be back on the show for sure.
Yes, sir. Most definitely. Okay, guys. Oh, look, there she is. She just popped in. let me say hello to her. Hello, Stacey Darlene.
Hey, Caesar. How you doing?
Wow, I'm doing great. So who are you on the phone with, Stacey? Who is that?
A client.
right. I guess. Okay. That's cool. But he didn't want to go up the phone. He just wanted to talk because he liked your voice, huh?
Yeah, pretty much. And it wasn't working out too well. Blue, I have to tell you, you had an amazing song. Amazing.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay.
Oh, good. He's still with us.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Now,
Yeah.
My man's phone is. Hold on, let me see if he's there. Hold on one second, guys. Let me look at his number. I gotta call up No Luke because his phone dropped. Okay, guys, let me call No Luke back. Stacey, you go ahead and talk to Blue, and let me call No Luke back right quick.
Okay, perfect. Really, I really, really enjoyed it. You know, the first hour, I work, so during the day, hello?
Yeah.
No, it's me calling No Luke.
Oh,
hello?
Okay.
Yo, No
hello?
Luke, baby, what's up, man? Hold on for a second, We're going to get my fan
take
out
of here. Take your time.
All right. Go ahead, Stacey, I'm sorry.
The first hour I listened in, so, you know, I was chatting back and forth, and I was unable to make it to tell you that was a really good song. I really was digging on both of them, the one that I could really, really
pay attention to the first one.
I was really
I'm
digging
sorry.
On it.
Hey,
good
I'm
stuff.
Sorry, Stacey. I'm sorry. I could have told you, man, because you did send it to me. I'm so sorry. But I had so much fun. I'm so
you
busy.
Did. You
I'm
had a, you had
right
a lot
now.
Of stuff going on.
Yeah,
yo,
yeah.
Thank you. I really appreciate that support from the heart. Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah,
sure.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
And I did hear him, so I will be in contact with you most definitely. We'd like to get you into the magazine. Caesar has spoken. It shall be done. There you go.
Excellent. Yeah, definitely line that up with Elizabeth, my representative, because she's got my schedule and everything like that, and, you know, she's kind of the one that helps keep me organized, and, you know, she's helped put me on and everything like that. So that would be
okay,
great
no
to
doubt.
Do that for sure.
No doubt. Definitely.
Hail Caesar!
Okay, guys. Okay. You know what that means? That means it's the time of the hour where we don't have much time for my man anymore. Brother, hey, brother, it was nice having you on the show tonight, man.
Absolutely.
We enjoyed you, brother. You were terrific, man. You were terrific.
No doubt. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate that.
Yes, sir. Hey, guys, you can look for the night. I will be thanking everybody who was on the show tonight. I'll have a post up with you guys, so check out my page maybe in the next 2 hours. Check out my page.
Definitely. Gotcha. I'll be doing that.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Okay. No, Luke, where you at, baby?
I'm in the building. I'm standing. You know what I mean? I'm still standing.
Yeah, I got you, man. Hey, no, Lou, check it out, man. This is Stacey Darlene. Stacey Darlene is the chief editor of the A&R Urban Edition magazine. She's also the chief editor of the A&R magazine. So, guys, she's going to be talking to you a little bit, getting to know you a little bit. You and the family, you and the rest of the world, she'll be speaking on you with the rest of the world listening. So, guys, whatever you got to say, don't say it too loud, right? Because she'll put you out there. No, I'm just joking. Okay, guys.
I'm nice.
Hey, Darlene.
It's painless.
Hey, Darlene, she looks nice. She likes shoes, too. She likes those high-heeled shoes. So, guys, if you got some high-heeled shoes, please send them to Darlene. She'll love it. She'll love you guys. Okay guys. Hey, Darlene, take it away, baby.
Hey, okay, so I was listening to the first part, and you have an incredible name, and I just have to go through this. No Loot. A.K.A.
Uh-huh.
Mr. Struggles, A.K.A. the Black Superhero, A.K.A. the new Sammy Davis?
Yes.
Am I right?
Yes.
Explain.
Oh,
where
this
from?
Dude's out there.
Tell
he's
us about
out
it.
There.
Tell you about it? Well,
absolutely.
No Loot. No Loot is synonymous with, you know, the neighborhoods of the low-income areas all around the world, not just, you know, just America in and of itself, but all across the globe. A.K.A. Mr. Struggles, that's, you know, the lifestyle of the poor man, A.K.A. the Black Superhero, that guy, you know what I mean? He makes potatoes and onions taste like steak and eggs, and the new Sammy Davis.
That's right.
We all don't know. We all know about Sammy Davis in this time, so it's the new Sammy with a whole new twist on it.
Hey, can I tell you why it's so funny to me, man? Because I know a lot of people don't know, even Stacey doesn't know this, but I got to tell you my other AKA too, man. I'm actually the Black Dean Martin. I'm the Black Dean Martin.
Yeah? Get out of here. You know who Jay-Z think he is. You know who Jay-Z is, right?
Hey, you know who Dean Martin is? You know who Dean Martin and Sammy
of
Davis
course.
Jr. Like
part of the Rat Pack,
The Rat Pack.
the Rat Pack. Jay-Z called himself the new Frank Sinatra, so I guess we're in good company.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Without a doubt.
Okay. Yes. We got it.
So now you're from New York, obviously.
Yes,
I hear the twang. You're from New York.
Yes, ma'am.
Tell me
what it's
like in New York growing up.
You gotta think about it. You know, it's, like I said, it's the same, different area code. You know, kill or die, live or let live, or whatever happens. But you know, that's the life of, you know, the low income areas and stuff. You know, it's just hard life, hard living everywhere you go. That's what it's about right here. The economy is crazy. The money is low. People going crazy, beating their kids, all of this. It's a mess over here right now.
Okay, and growing up over there, you know, where did the idea of the music come in at?
I'm gonna be honest. I was being chased by the feds at the time. You know what I mean? I had to run out of town, and I had to hide and get low. You know, I didn't know the people where I was at, so I had nothing else to do. You know, and I'm good with words and stuff, so I started writing music. The first song I ever wrote was called Give Up the Ghost. And, you know, after that, I just started writing music, putting things together. Didn't have my own little studio at the time, so I was spending my money here, spending my money there. Now I'm, you know, culminating my situation a little better. And, you know, we put a bunch of music together right now, and we're moving on to the next level after that.
Okay, now you do all your own writing?
Yes, ma'am. All our own writing, all our own in-house beats. But we go outside. We deal with people in California. We deal with people in all over with beats-wise. We network with a bunch of people. Magna Beats we network with, and a couple other people. But Magna Beats is like, you know, one of our most prevalent beat makers right now.
Okay. And why don't you tell me a little bit about the writing process, being that you do, you know, your own writing there, the writing process. How would you?
Well, I'm a wordsmith.
Get the motivation.
I'm a wordsmith.
Go ahead.
I'm a wordsmith, and the music, it depends on the beat. If the beat drives me to go this way, it drives me to go this way. If the beat drives me to go that way, it drives me to go that way. I like the English language, so it's not that hard for me to write, you know, three verses, a hook. I could do that easy. It's just part of my nature, you know. Like I said, I love the English language, and I love to manipulate it, and to have a beat to go with that manipulation perfectly is like magic to me.
There you go. Okay. Now, a while ago, we had some people on the show, and I kind of went around and asked everybody this question. So I want to ask you, when did you fall in love with hip hop?
When I heard Rakim Check Out My Melody for the first time.
The first time. That's when you.
Yeah.
Why that song?
It just didn't sound like everything else that was, you know, the norm at that point in time, I guess.
Okay. And that's when you just said this is it?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, it didn't touch me like that, but like to write music or anything like that, but it touched me in a different way, not like a child, you know, child molester or not like that, but it touched me in a different way. You know, and it made me know that, you know, it's all types of, you don't just have to have just one fashion to be happy about. As the facets opened up on it, I've got more and more interested in it. But right now, I gotta be honest, I don't know. I honestly, the music that's coming out right now, it's good. You know what I mean? It's good for everything, you know, party and all that. But for the forward thinking, I don't think it's any good.
Okay, how could you? What is it that for you that stands out about you as an artist that you can bring to the game that you were saying? You know, some of these others you said.
Me,
maybe.
I think it's a lot bigger than rap now. I think that the music part isn't as strong as it used to be, unless you know you have the back end to deal with the situation how you're supposed to deal with it. So you have to have more, you know, facets on your brand, I want to say. You got to have more facets on it now. So that's what, you know, that's what drives me, because I want to know what else I can do.
Would you want to expand out, like acting into what? What would you like?
No. Just some simple stuff. I don't know. Just, you know, whatever I could do that could, you know, generate a buzz about the brand. Whatever, acting, anything. It doesn't matter. Plays, whatever. You know. However you can create a better situation for yourself, I'm all for that. And if you know, the music is just a stepping stone, then so be it.
Do you remember the first time you were on stage and actually performed in front of an audience?
Yeah, we messed up. We messed
really?
Up big time. Yeah. It was a big mess, a big fat mess. It was with this guy
Uh-oh.
Named Uchi, Eugene Clark. He was trying to, you know, come cultivate our little sounds or whatever, da da da, whatever, and he just threw us out there. Go ahead and rap, you know.
So you didn't have anything planned? You didn't know? You was just kind of let
no choreography, no stage performance,
oh, wow.
No here, go out there, do this.
Wow.
Yeah.
And yet you kept at it. You knew then you're just each.
Yeah. It's not you know, overnight success thing with our crew, with our company or whatever. We've had a lot of downs. We have more downs than ups so far.
Would you what would you say is the best part about being on stage?
I'm gonna be honest
or
with you.
Or performing. Let's do performing. The best part of it.
The best part about it is the ending of it. That's the best part. When I get ready to go, because I'm nervous the whole way through.
I like the honesty. How do you handle that nervousness?
Yeah, you got to do it, or you don't get paid. One of the two, or you know, hurry up and get to the truck. that's how I feel about it.
So we just come out here, do it, and count time till you
hey,
get off
hey,
stage. That's the
hey,
best part.
Hey.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
This guy doesn't get nervous. Can't you tell he's just like me, man? The guy's a rambler. He can talk forever. Dude, don't get nervous.
I mean, he seems so laid back. That's why I was hearing him. The best part is when he walks off stage. I was waiting
yeah.
for him to have the performance and working
hey,
the crowd. This is when he leaves.
As long as you keep the questions, coming, he keeps the answers coming, man. That's how we do it.
Yeah. What's the work is like? It's like a job to me, you know. But once I can punch out, I'm happy, you know. I love the music, though.
Gotcha.
So.
Gotcha.
It's a lot.
Now,
it's very nervous. Go ahead.
who would you want to work with and why? You know, I always ask this question. I'm going to tell you. I always ask this question, but nobody ever tells me why. So who would you
okay.
want to work with and why?
I like that I forget the kid from Washington right now out of D.C. He did the song with Lady Gaga a few years back, but I would like to work with him. I forget his name right now. He's a young guy, and he has a song. I don't know the guy's name, but I would like to work with him. I'd like to work with Jay-Z. I would like to work with anybody who's willing to work and who has a good work ethic and is able to, you know, Captivate and entertain.
So you said Jay-Z. Okay, I got you.
Yeah.
Give me some words to live by.
Some words to live by. Trust yourself and love everybody else because they don't love you.
Wow.
Love everybody else because they don't love you.
Yeah. Kill them with kindness all day, every day. These
That's
people,
right.
Like, Well, you know, I've been through a lot in my lifetime. You know, I've been to prison and all of this, and I've seen the inner workings of the legal system from, you know, from firsthand view. I've seen it all. So, you know, people who are in your circumference at a point in time when everything is great and everything is excellent, but when, you know, the judge comes in and hits the gavel, everybody leaves. So, you know, you still got to love those people when you come back home. Or, you know, somebody might be, you might be trying to do, you know, anything to better yourself, and these people over here don't like you. So you still show them love because you're still going in a forward motion.
Got you. What's in your iPad right now?
In my iPad? All original music.
iPod, I'm sorry.
I try not to listen to too much music outside of the situation. I try to bring my own inner emotions into this music. I don't want to make a mistake and say something that ASAP Rocky said or this guy
nice.
Said. If I said it and I didn't hear him say it, then I said it too. But if I heard him say it and then I say it, then I don't feel right about it.
Okay. Actually, that's—I don't think I've ever heard that one before. That's pretty good.
I haven't heard it either. Wow.
Yeah, I'm actually impressed with that. So it's almost like studying. I mean, you know, if you consider it to be a job, you would have to do research, right? Makes sense to me.
Right.
Makes sense to me. Do we have some of this music, Steve?
Yes, we do. Of course we do. You already know we got it, man. What are you talking about, dude?
Absolutely.
This is the DJ Black Caesar Friends show. Hold on for a second, doll. Let me go to it right quick.
I know I threw you for a loop, but I was listening to him, and I really would like to hear, especially, you know, hearing how he believes in, you know, not repeating or trying not to repeat and trying to be completely original. I love that, because let me tell you, there's a lot of people out there that say they're original, and they're just not.
Well, I try my best to be. You know, I might use the same words, but they might not be in the same context.
Yeah, got you. Nice. And by the way, I really did like the jingle.
You got it. I don't know. I love it myself.
Yeah, my son was like, "Hey, that's pretty cool."
I
heard it.
Thank you.
Yeah, definitely.
It took us a couple of hours to put it together, but we finally got it after a lot of arguing and a lot of headaches and a lot of people walking out. It was crazy. You missed it. It was a union strike and all of that behind that jingle.
Yeah, I love it. That means you had a lot of heart, and that's good.
Yes, ma'am.
I think
ma'am.
If you don't put your heart in it like that and you're not taking stuff personal and putting it in it, you know, then you're just kind of letting it go, you know. You got to have heart when you do anything you do. You got to have heart with it. I believe
it. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Without a doubt. How are we doing, C's? I think I lost C's.
Sound like it.
Okay, well, C's is doing what he's doing over there.
Hey, I'm sorry, guys. I got booted off. I got booted off, man. Just
oh
when you
God.
Asked me to play a song, I got booted off, man. So I had to,
spoken. C's has spoken.
Then I kept dialing the wrong number, man. I kept dialing the wrong number, guys. Oh, you know the number that's always cold. Okay, I'm
that's
back.
Deep.
Hey, no root. No root.
Yes,
you got
sir.
A song called I Love New York. Can you tell us a little about that one?
Oh, yeah, that's with my boy Popcorn. I think my boy Young Corey on there. It's old to my area. It's old to my surroundings. You know what I mean? It's from the upstate area to the whole five boroughs and outward. You know what I mean? It's a wake up call to the situation that's going on right now. A lot of the music right now, I think it's more drug induced than inspiration. I'm not saying that I'm Malcolm X. I'm not saying that I'm, you know what I mean, whoever, Dick Gregory or any of those men. But, you know, gangster music could still have some type of validity to it. So, you know.
I bet I do.
That's what I Love New York is about. It's about the awareness, the awakening of the mecca of rap, you know?
Well, why don't you go ahead and introduce that. Give us a world premiere on that song, No Loot.
Well, this is from my man DJ Black Cheese and friends on his radio station. This joint is called I Love New York. It's by me and my boy Popcorn. The whole concept is, you know, it's an awakening. New York, stand up and wake up.
Yeah, baby, I'm glad to have you back. Missed you, you know what I mean? Shoot, the whole world missed you. Man, they gon' love it when they, you know what I mean? No, you back in there. Glad to see you. Take that Versace off. New York has got a whole new look on life. 'Cause I love New York, I love New York, I love New York.
Fashion's up the pole, we always keep it tight. Transcend our mother more, got our vision right. This city never see you created, no lack and right. This is real hip hop, homie. I fuck with soft, but this is where it started, homie. So one love about the MOP, Smooth the Hustler, Trigger and Big L. Can't forget LL, Big Pun and Biggie blew my brain cells. Public enemy number one, tell the story where hip hop started from. So peace to Kerish One, Nas, Omega and them Queens guns. You gotta love this rap shit. They switch tables, but I'm mad, it be back, bitch. Gotta tell them why you love this.
'Cause I love New York, I love New York, I love New York.
Got to tell them why I love this. Tell them why you love this.
I love New York, I love New York, I love New York.
Got to tell them why they love this.
'Cause I love New York, I love New York, I love
New York. Who put this thing together? Huh? We that's who? Now you wanna screw the poops out the skyscraper. Styles by the tail. Check my texture. I feel the fabric, cut the cloth. Now it's time to speak. Used to turn my cheek, but I can't no more. My life's a movie, scope me, direction, direct me. I could it be that you could do it that I never could? Do the math, that dang belong to me. Why they hate you like the sun? No respect for daddy. Feel the weight, let your words spray. I can handle it from the gutter. Be the body, fingerprint, and the shadow. Had a Maserati, but my people had to eat. Millionaire from the street, Finland got my feet dead. Made money, caught a bid, Clinton County, New York. When I came home, my music was gone. I want her back. She belongs to me, and we belong together.
Gotta tell them why you love us.
'Cause I love New York, I love New York, I love New York.
Got to tell them why I love us.
'Cause I love New York, I love New York, I love New York.
Tell them why you love us.
'Cause I love New York, I love New York, I love New York.
Got to tell them why they love us.
'Cause I love New York, I love New York, I love New York.
Shaking in your boots like a murder suspect.
New York, we left the building, but we soon be back.
It's our birthright, known to keep it tight, feel me?
Stay cautious in the streets, don't follow the light.
No, just lucky if I had my way, swear to God.
Divide the body's colors, but we all gotta eat.
Brimstone, about to break your album right now.
So many different faces and different races.
Three cheers to the boroughs of the Empire State.
The home of Biggie, man, we birth pop.
Born a problem, right place, boy, come on in.
Police in every corner, but we slinging them drugs.
Fear none, get some, sucker R.I.P.
They taking a shot to bar, they be throwing back slugs.
Being rappers in our big, the man of respect.
Wow.
Nice.
That
like
was that? Incredible. That was incredible.
Well, hey, thank
but
you very much for the...
Hello? It sounds like it could have been better if we were listening to it in real life, but we're listening to it on the phone right now. Yeah. So basically, that's one of those songs you got to listen to on your sound system.
That's a compliment right there. Ladies and gentlemen, in the listening areas, that's a compliment.
Yeah. You got another song called Killer. Can you tell me a little about that song before I play it?
That's more of that New York shit. I'm tired of the, you know, tired of all the things that's going on right now. I'm tired of, you know, I'm tired of listening. I want to talk right now. That's what that was about. And excuse the language. It's very explicit in certain areas, but majoritarily I try to keep it as humanistic as I could, you know. But I'm upset.
I like that. Well, look, Dad, we're about to play a song right now for the listening world. You guys listen.
They acting like they know you. Go uptown, New York City, big.
Niggas are bitched up. Where my hustlers at? Bitches taking Molly, chasing on a broke bitch. Goddamn shame how New York you did. Bitch, you shit talking, son, shut the fuck up. Not on my watch, about to watch the plan follow. Vanax very wet, got me mad, sucker. My music like duck, five heartbeats, chief. We stricken head to toe. Bring it back, New York. Top shots with the steady watching this. I used to rip bros, hit. Steady ready to fuck. They in luck, got a truck full of niggas on E. Dr. Martin Luther King, know a snake when I see one. So watch your back, boy, talking smack and crack. Now dope to made it back. Slow motion, call it poetry, call it blue magic. Tragic how it did, ruined kid, broke them up. Call it, calling up, come pick them up. Stay, close your operation, dismember your game. It's a black thing, wouldn't understand. Right, Obama, bring the drama, word to mommy, I'm a business thing. Where's the victory ring, the new street king? Call the junior, there's a rumor going around. Don't you dare believe it. There's another brother better than me. Yeah, right.
Man, I listened to that song like probably about 110 times. I played it over and over. I actually put it on repeat to about 110 times, man. I can't get over. Hey, who sings that song? Who's singing the hook?
Ah, I forget the guy's name. That's from an old song from back in the days. You know what I mean?
I know it's from back in the days.
I can't think of it. I really can't.
Okay.
I can't think of it.
Okay.
He helped me bring out the concept of the song, though, that those couple of words, green, go green, all that jealousy and all that envy and all. Oh,
yeah.
I love
that
shit.
Yeah.
I love that song.
Oh, yeah.
So it just helped me. Thank you. Another compliment, ladies and gentlemen. I feel like a juggernaut right now.
Yeah. I get you, man. I get you. Well,
I love it.
We're gonna put you in the magazine also, man, because we got to get you in here.
You already know we got to get you in the magazine. Wow.
Yeah.
Sounds good for you.
So, All we do, all we ask you guys to do, everybody goes to this magazine. Only thing we ask them is one thing.
What's that?
Two things. To buy the magazine yourself, and then get some of your friends to buy it. So, yeah, as long as you do you're doing like 100% with us.
Small things.
Cool.
Yeah. I'll be in contact with you in a couple of weeks.
Who wouldn't want to buy a magazine that you're in, you dig? So you're going to be in a magazine,
right.
Yeah, right. Come on,
man. It's for the chicks. I love the chicks.
That's right. For the chicks.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, I'm going to let y'all finish up your 22 minutes. Did you give your social networks out yet?
No, not yet. SoundCloud, yeah. I got a page on Facebook, Daily Making Entertainment on the band page, Twitter. You can follow me on Twitter under the new Sammy Davis. Reverb Nation, I'm number one in my town. So yeah, it's easy to find me. No Lou, aka Mr. Struggles, the first artist of Daily Making Entertainment on Reverb Nation. Yeah, I'm number one in Albany, New York. So as soon as you go to the page for Albany, New York, you see my face is number one, you know? And shout out to my boy, Young Corey. Shout out to my boy, Popcorn. Shout out to my boy, 5000 over there by Delaware Market on 2nd and Justin. Shout out to the whole, you know, 2nd Street mob and all of that. You know, we niggas, we on the grind all day, every day. We know what it is. Keep your eyes open and your nose clean, you know?
Yeah. And wipe that powder. Hey, I got a question for you, homeboy. Now did a song for me. You asked me to do a jingle, and you did that jingle about maybe. You did that whole thing within an hour.
Yeah.
I give it about an hour. You did that whole thing.
Right.
You called me up. You got the information. Right. You got everything done. So this is talking to you online. Period. We start this thing. 1 hour,
right.
You were done with it. So it probably took you all of 15 minutes to do the jingle. So how did you do that so fast, man?
Because I listen. That's why. You tell me what to do, I'm going to do it. And it's going to get done.
Wow. Well, I tell you what, brother. You did it. You did a pretty good job, man. Stacey Durden loved it. I loved it. It was
that's three compliments, y'all. Y'all in trouble. Let me get my name on some paperwork somewhere. These dudes is in trouble, all these compliments I'm getting. They in trouble, B. I'm telling you.
Yeah. Hey, guys, check it out. Sit back and relax and listen to the jingle one more time by No Luke. This is DJ Black Caesar and Friends jingle right now.
DBM presents.
DBM presents.
DJ Black Caesar.
Black Caesar.
And Frank. DBM trying to bring it to an end. The mockery, mediocrity, bunch of mess. Never no stress, know they wanna come and test. Last GC, why they messing with we? Wednesday, 7 p.m. Black is the spread, tackle topics on the run, plus they love to have fun. DJ Black D, the leader, star of the show. Make the nation grow like never before. Let's go. Jail's the junkie, got that monkey on his back. Miss Mom's the ball, girl, I love your cooking. Stacey Darlene, straight laced on the case. And the redneck talking to me, what the heck? In retrospect, here's the hippie, that's my man. It's all part of the plan, dude. Illuminati, sit back, relax. Gonna learn you today. Black seeds and friends, you're about to begin.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Okay.
I like that.
Anywhere I can
that
help, I
right
want to help. Anywhere I can help,
sir,
I want to help.
You most definitely do that, brother, because you're on top of it. Now, I'm going to let Stacey get back to talking to you a little bit, and you guys go ahead and finish up your interview because you got about 19 minutes to go. So you guys,
yo, shout out to DJ Black Cheese through all of this, though. Shout out to his whole crew, the whole DJ Black Cheese and his friends and all of that. I appreciate,
thanks,
you know,
buddy.
What I mean, all the accolades you gave me tonight, big bro. And I hope we can go further with, you know, situations in the future.
Yes,
I hope we can get more interviews and all of that.
Yes, sir, man. You most definitely, brother. Most definitely. I got one more thing to do. I'm gonna play something real quick. You guys do whatever you want to do. Well, basically sit back and listen. Check this out. This is my man, Gat Turner. Okay. This is my man Gat Turner with Poison, all right? This guy's out there.
Shout out to Gat Turner.
Shout out to Gat Turner.
I want to say very candidly to my enemy, it is written in the Holy Quran, they plan.
To my ear, traveled on my blood, traveled on my fear. They coming through the music, they coming through the news. Get you through your meds or get you through the school. It might have been the government, it could have been the Jews. Probably just some nigga that they using as a tool. Might have been my food or it could have been my drink. Affect the way I move and cloud the way I think. Change the way I thought, but I never second guess what I was taught. If I knew how they was coming, best believe I would have fought. If I would have seen it coming, then I probably could have took it. But they caught me on my blind side like signs of bullet. But I understood it. But I still couldn't help but wonder, would it be the death of me? Father, tell me, is my life in jeopardy? But either way, Allah, you can have what's left of me. Take the best of me, leave the rest of me. It's mind over matter here, I just use telepathy. I know how it feels to be trapped in your flesh and go to war with yourself like a tribe of progression. But didn't let it break me, it was only a test. Cause you can't be purified unless you try like the rest. I'm a poet of prophecy, these devils watching me. You want it, you can get it, I eat beef with my broccoli. Gat Turner, aka God Burner, fast learner, I got the power to discern her. A fraud and a fake, a spider and a snake. So spin your web, spit your venom, devil I can take. Give it your best shot, I'm on my feet. Still at the mosque, still in the street, still at the studio, spitting fire on the beat. Dead of the winter, but I still bring the heat. I was incapacitated and dilapidated. I left the doctor's office very agitated. I know it's something, Mr. Muhammad, but I don't know what. In other words, what you're telling me is that I'm poisoned. Man, these devils trying to kill me. You can harm my flesh, but you can't hurt the real me. The real me is so infinite. Hell on the hypocrite. The other me is up a creek, though, without a benefit. But it's a real God and the real Christ. My dear apostle gave me advice. He said my life, death, prayer, and my sacrifice. It was all for Allah. So tell him what you seen and tell him what you saw with. Hear your testimony and give it to him raw with. Tell him how believers had rushed to your aid. And tell him when you thought you was dead, you were saved. And tell him how they brought food and water to your home. And tell him how they prayed for your brother on the phone. And tell him how he healed you and how you persevered. And tell him when you came to the mosque, people cheered. And tell him how the brothers raised money for your rent, and the hypocrite smirk and wouldn't give a cent, and tell him how he couldn't hide the shock in his eyes when he realized that Turner had survived after I got poisoned.
For those of you who thought you would come out here to see a weak, fragile, decrepit Farrakhan, I want you to look again. I'm here and I'm strong, and I will look down on all of my enemies, for he promised me. Sit down at my right hand while I make all your enemies your footstool. Poison.
Hey guys, check this out right here. If you want to hear the radio station, DJ Black Caesar Radio, you can download the TuneIn app to your smartphones. If you got a smartphone, which you should already have, because this is we're in the day and age of computers and technology. So you guys should have a smartphone. If you still got those Boost Mobiles and those little $10 phones, upgrade to a smartphone, then you go on the radio. And you listen to my show while you're driving around in your car, guys. Check it out. Go to the TuneIn app. Type in TuneIn. Put the app on your phone. And then go ahead and type in DJ, one word, Black, B-L-A-C-K, one word, Caesar, T-E-Z-A, one word, Radio, one word. Type that in, and it'll come up. You guys download and push the heart on there, because the heart will let you know that you're one of my fans out there is listening to the radio stations. And if you're listening to it, thank you, guys. We appreciate it, because we're about to run some specials on there right now. about to give away $100, so you guys better be tuned in to the all new DJ Black Caesar Radio, guys. Winning $100. Check it out. I don't have a lot of money to give away, man. I'm a broke. Yeah. Hey, look, I'm a broke type of guy. A lot going on over here. Got this magazine stuff going on, so we got to get these people paid. So you guys, you know how it is. We got to make ends meet. Yeah. So everybody wants to get in the magazine, get with Stacey Garland, get with DC Productions, get with those people, and they can help you out to point you in the right direction. Basically, the fingers are all going to point at Stacey Garland. She is the girl to go to right now. She is over both of the magazines. She's a chief editor of the magazine, guys, so check it out. When will the next magazine be out, Stacey? In a couple of days?
A couple of days, absolutely. In fact, I think they're both going to drop in a couple of days, so that's a good thing.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
that's what's up. Wow, that's great.
Uh-huh.
That's great, man. What's up?
Uh-huh. And you know what, and if anybody wants to set up a pre-order or anything like that, you know, you can hit me up on Facebook at Stacy's Planet with a U-T, S-T-A-C-Y-S-P-L-A-N-U-T, on Facebook, and I can make sure you get on our list for pre-orders, or you can feel free to email me to anrsdarlene@gmail.com. And the other thing is, you know, Steve, I've added a comment section to the magazine. It's great when we get to hear feedback from some of the artists. If you drop me a line and let me know that I'm putting them in the magazine as well with their comments, feedback is really good, and it lets us know how we're doing, and it, you know, gives people an opportunity to hear you.
Thank you,
so
that'll
be in there as well.
Wow, that's great. That's great, man. What's up, man? We appreciate that. Wow.
Absolutely.
Okay, check it out, guys. You already heard it from Stacey Garland. She just told you guys what to do if you want to get in the magazine. If you want to get a pre-order of the magazine, get in touch with her, call her up, check her out on Facebook under Stacey Planet. You said Stacey Planet?
Stacey's Planet, because it's my world. Y'all just live in it.
Ooh.
Wow.
You know
what?
I actually
didn't
come up. Yeah, I was kind of in my own world when I had done that, and it's just kind of been a thing since then.
Oh, wow.
But I
spell
planet with a U-T. S-T-A-C-Y-S-P-L-A-N-U-T. Stacey's Planet. That's it.
Wow.
And it's also on my Twitter, too, at Stacey's Planet.
Okay, that's what's up, man. That's what's up. Hey, guys, also check out the all-new DJ Black Caesar Radio. I have several different networks where you can get into it. You can listen to it on iTunes. You can listen to it on TuneIn. What's that one called with the little arrow? You can listen to it on Real. And what's the one called? It's in the Google Play Store. If you want to download it, you can download DJ Black Caesar Radio, all four words. Got the four words right, DJ Black Caesar Radio, and you got it right. So just check that out. Tune in. Hey, and also you get your music put on there for free, up to 3 songs. The fifth one will cost you the fourth one will cost you like $5. But for everybody who wants to get on there, you get up to 3 songs on there for free. And we just, you know, you put your, you do be in full rotation. Your song will play over and over and over. I think you'll get up to like, in a day's time, I think it's up to like 5 times in rotation. Your song will get played that day. So if you guys want to get on there right now, it's a good time to get on because people are getting up to 5 times. So if you guys want to get in there, get in there. Also, let me give a shout out to my people I promote right now. Let me see if I can remember them all. I want to give a shout out to Greg 6464 Productions with his song Night Night.
Hey, Greg.
I want to give a shout out to my girl Brittany Young and what's his name, Mr. Clark. They have a song out also. I can't tell you the name of the song because I can't remember. But anyway, I want to give a shout out to Greg Machado. Has 2 songs. He has one with Pitticus that he's done and. He has the song Love Me Tonight. I want to give a shout-out to Corey Capone with the Dirk Lunder mixtape song that's out right now. Also, Grim Caesar with Fly Away. I want to give a shout out to him. Also, I want to give a shout out to LV the Slap Fiend with Music Is My Life, Flunt the Music, Flunt, with his producer, Flunt the Gift. I want to give a shout out to Will Flux also over there with 8 Bars. Let me give a shout out to Bam Bam Valentine. Let me give a shout out to him. Let me give a shout out to D-Boy also. These guys, they paid for their promotions. They got it going on right now. They've been all over the network. I know you see me promoting them guys. I know you're like, I'm going to cancel DJ Black. He's off my page. His page is always blowing. Well, guys, you know what? I guess people do it all the time. So if you want to cancel me off, it's not going to be no hard feelings with me because I'm getting paid. So basically what I'm trying to say is if you're getting tired of your phone's blowing up, you're getting tired of your batteries running down, don't call me with that stuff, man, because I'm not going to stop. Hey, I had a girl. Hey, I'm going to put it out there, man. I had Nina Ross. You know who Nina Ross is, brother?
Yes, sir.
Nina Ross actually called me up one day. She's like, DJ Black Caesar. She's like, man, you blowing my phone up. My battery's running down. And she's like, I'm out and about, man. She's like, could you please stop, you know, doing what you're doing? And I was like, Nina, I said, these people already paid me, man. I can't stop what I'm doing. She was like, I asked you nicely. Now, I can cancel you. I can take you off my Facebook. So you know what I did? I told her, I said, don't worry about it, Nina. I will take you off my Facebook. So I canceled her out. Got her off my page. So that's the only person. And I had some other people out there that don't like that either. But the thing is, when people pay for their promos, I got to do my job, man. I got to do the job. And basically, that's what I'm doing right now. Yeah, and I want to thank my girl, Tashonda, out there. That's international model. I promote her. Who else I got out there? Who else am I missing? Stacey. You know who I'm missing, Stacey?
Iceman.
Tico Moore. Let me give a shout out to my man Tico Moore, even though he didn't pay for his promotions. Stacey put you in there, man. Stacey put you in there. So if Tico Moore is listening, hey, Stacey said, hey, Iceman. So, hey, you know what? I wish the Iceman was on my team, but Iceman is not on my team. Let me give a shout out to one. I know there's a couple more people I'm missing. So anybody I'm missing, guess what? So what? I missed you guys. You're still getting your promotions. You still get taken care of today. So just live with it, guys. Oh, let me give a shout-out to my man from Trill family. What's his name? Arterius. Trill, man. That guy's doing real nice over there with Boots.
Yeah,
Lil Webby. He's working with those guys in that camp with the Trill family. Let me give a shout-out to my man Boots. He just got out of jail. I want to give a shout-out to him, and let me give a shout-out to everybody that's incarcerated is getting out right now because it's that time of year. Let the soldiers free, guys. So that's what they're doing right now. Everybody's walking right now. And you know what? I want to give a shout-out to my man that's on the phone right now, No Loot. I want to give a shout-out to my man Blue tonight. These guys were phenomenal. They did a great job on their interviews, and I just want to shout both of them out, guys. So that's all DJ Black Caesar has to say. Let me see how much time you got, Stacey.
I would like to say something right quick. On your radio show, I think on your radio station, I think we should point out that part of the magazine we have one ex-Cox. Did I say that right? One ex-Cox billboard. And they can vote.
I forgot about that, man. Hey, guys, that's part of the $100 deal right there. The deal is you got to tell me 7 songs in a row that we play, and they're going to be at a certain time. A certain song will be the first one. I'll give you guys the first song. The rest of them, you got to come up with yourselves, get this $100. And please don't call me up asking me, hey, what was that song? What's the name of that song, man? You know the one that they did right here. The name of the song is She's So Fly. What's the name of the guy that sung that song? Don't ask me that because that's being real stupid right there. I don't have $100 to give you. Great, I'm letting you know that already. So please don't ask me some stupid questions about that because I'm not going to tell you and you just forfeited that $100.
But the cool part about it is the list, the request that they're doing, they're actually determining who makes this top 20 billboard. And
right,
it gets put into our magazine as part of it.
Right.
So there's a lot. I mean, I understand the $100, hey, you know, but there's other. We have that a good place for y'all to vote. So some of these artists that you're hearing, these indie artists, You know, we can actually get them out. You know, let's do it.
Right,
that's
right,
what it's
right.
about. We need to support indies. Absolutely.
And the thing about the indie artist is you guys get to pick the major artists also. The major artists, like Bootsy was
that's
on
right.
this one record. Actually, Bootsy had the number one song out this month with the magazine. Bootsy's on top right now. So anybody else
yep.
out there, what you get to do is you need to listen to the radio station, and you guys get the radio station all the time. I'll see it over and over again. It's already on my radio station while I'm letting you guys know about the tuning app. So basically, I'm getting some cards. Hey, man, I've been saying I'm getting cards made up since the beginning of this year, but I'm getting some business cards made up as soon as I get paid. I'm getting some business cards made up. I have the tuning app on the back of it, the symbol of the tuning app, and how to go to it, and the name of the radio station.
Nice.
So you can. And the other side is going to have the magazine stuff. So I'm going to send those to Stacey Darlene, and we're going to have some business cards, guys. So if you guys want to get in on this, you need to help us out. We need all the help we can get. And also, I want to give a shout-out to Stacey's guy, G-Up's doing a wonderful job doing an interview.
G-Up-I-T's, yeah.
All right, G-Up's doing a wonderful job doing the interviews, man. He's been getting out there doing interviews over Skype. Keep doing what you're doing, brother, because you're doing a great job. And Stacey Darlene says you're doing a great job also. So basically, that's what's up. That's all DJ Black Season has to say. We got about 2 minutes left, brothers and sisters. So, No Loot, what else you got to say, brother? What else you want to say before you go get out of here, man?
I just want to say thank you for the chance and the opportunity to get some of the music out. We got about 50 songs on SoundCloud, so, you know, it's a lot more facets to us than, you know, just the anger and all of that and the hostility. So,
check it out, guys. This guy sent me about 10 songs on Facebook alone, all lined up, man, so perfect, so clean, so fresh. And I'm like, dude, I said, you're going to get 3 songs on the radio, man. I already got you 3 songs on the radio. And, man, so I'm gonna hook this brother up, and this brother's a good brother, man. I'm gonna hook him up, put a couple more songs on the radio. So, you guys, please tune in and check him out. No Loot, he's on the radio station right now. So tune in out, check him out on a DJ Black Season Radio, guys. That's what
no
it
doubt,
is.
No doubt.
Stacey Darlene, what do you got to say, baby?
I actually had a quick question that I had wanted to ask him right quick we could close with. Could you tell me in just one word, can you describe your music, No Loot, and why?
Great, wonderful, terrific, special,
different,
gangster.
Not you. He
different.
Has to.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. I'm sorry.
Different. Yeah.
Different.
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
Curious to see what you'd have
that's
to say.
Good. Yeah, pretty good.
Different.
Yeah.
Different. It's definitely different. It's something to listen to.
Most definitely.
I guarantee you. Come on. I try to put something out that makes things sound so easy that the next time they listen to it, they say, I could do that. And be confident in it.
Right.
I'm trying to teach as well as I'm trying to teach as well as, you know, take. I'm trying to give as well as take.
Right.
Nice.
Well, hey, Stacey Darlene, would you like to end the show tonight? Because the show is over, so would you like to say what I always say? What do I always say, Stacey?
Oh, Caesar, you're killing me. Good night, everyone.
No. Okay, guys, here it is right here. Stacey Darlene's going to do this next week. She's going to be like, hey, guys, thanks for tuning in to the DJ Black Season Show. We had a great time. And I want to thank all my artists that had a good time. I want to thank Blue. I want to thank No Loot. All of them are great. They're wonderful artists. I'll be putting it up on Facebook later on, so I'll be saluting them online. So you guys, please go by and leave a comment when I do that. And also, the show is on every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock Central Time. You guys tune in. If you're not on Central Time, you're not on Eastern Time, you're on Western Time. If you're not on Western Time, you're on Northern Time. Hey, guys, you're on some kind of time, man. So tune in. What's up? Okay, guys, I want to say love, grease, and chicken bones, and good night. God bless you all.
Good night. Good night.
Bye,
all right,
everyone.
Guys. We'll talk to you later, man. We'll talk to you guys later.
All right, big brother. No doubt.
All right.